This is the Dallas Morning News.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
It's Tuesday, February 13th. It will be sunny and mild in the Dallas-Fort Worth area today with a high of 65. Clear tonight with a low of 45. Here are today's headlines. Nearly a month after an explosion at a downtown Fort Worth hotel injured nearly two dozen people, cleanup has finally begun at the site. Investigators initially said a natural gas leak is believed to have prompted the January 8th blast at the Sandman Signature Hotel, but a cause has not been officially determined, as lawsuits piled up against the owners of the building, its gas provider, and others. Court orders blocked crews from removing debris or possible evidence from the explosion site. Atmos Energy, which distributes gas to most of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, has said it has found no indication of its equipment or gas lines being involved in the blast. Still, the explosion has placed the gas distribution company under increasing scrutiny as it faces mounting litigation from about a dozen people who suffered injuries. Atmos Energy has asked a judge to absolve the company of blame. Prior to the Sandman blast, at least six structures had exploded near Atmos-owned distribution lines throughout North Texas since early 2019, according to records from the Railroad Commission of Texas. Two people were killed and at least a dozen people were injured in those blasts. Atmos was not found at fault in any of these incidents. The state found that these half-dozen explosions were either caused by a leak on the portion of the gas line for which the customer is responsible, no leak was detected, or the leak occurred in a neighboring area. A Dallas Morning News 2018 investigation identified at least two dozen explosions that killed nine and wounded at least 22 others across North and Central Texas, with Atmos failing to shut off gas or evacuate residents before people were injured or killed. There's a lot more detail to this article, which you can find at dallasnews.com. Up next, three local school systems are making strides in getting children into programs that put them on track for jobs that will lift them out of poverty, according to a Dallas nonprofit. Dallas ISD, Garland ISD, and the Uplift Education Charter School Network are preparing these students for life after graduation through college-level classes, industry-related programs, and other focused efforts, according to the Commit Partnership. The three were the first group to receive the nonprofit's new Dallas County Economic Mobility Awards. Each system will receive $25,000 to distribute among their key players in such work. When choosing the awardees, the organization looked at schools' percentage of students completing significant college credit within high school, the number of students enrolling in college or receiving industry certifications, and the average salary of their alumni ages 25 to 30 who are currently working in Texas. In Dallas County, only 3 in 10 young adults currently earn livable wages, and more than 1 in 4 children live in poverty, according to the Commit Partnership. In other news, John Hickman Parkway and Dallas Parkway will experience nightly lane closures through March 2nd, as work on the Dallas North Tollway widening project in Frisco continues. All lanes of John Hickman Parkway, located beneath the tollway, will close nightly from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. The project will widen the tollway between the Sam Rayburn Tollway and U.S. Highway 380, adding a lane in each direction. And an American Airlines jet had trouble with its brakes while landing at DFW International Airport on Saturday. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, American Flight 1632 experienced a braking malfunction. The Boeing 737 ran into the Engineered Materials Arresting System, or EMAS, at the end of the runway. The EMAS uses crushable material to help stop an aircraft that overruns it. jet tires sink into the material, and the aircraft decelerates while it rolls through it. The 99 passengers and 6 crew members on board deplaned and were bused to the terminal. There were no reported injuries, and the air carrier is cooperating with the National Transportation Safety Board on the incident. The FAA is investigating the event. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.